Welcome to World Cafe, Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. It is a joy to welcome she and him back to the World Cafe. Guitarist, singer M. Ward and actress Zoe Deschanel recently put out their second disc together called Volume 2. Volume 1 came out a couple of years ago. Now, if you saw the movie Elf or other Zoe Deschanel films, you know that the charming actress can sing. When M. Ward heard the song she had been working on over the years, the she and him partnership was formed. We'll find out how the two work together and more after this performance of In the Sun to start our session with she and him. That is In the Sun, and that is the first thing we heard from Volume 2, the new album from She and Him. We're getting a chance to hear some great live versions of this with Zoe Deschanel and M. Ward. I'm on one end of the country, and you guys are in L.A., and I understand you're at the Capitol Studios. That's so cool.
Yeah, it's so exciting.
It's pretty amazing getting to use their reverb units and play music in these amazing rooms that all these legendary recordings have been made.
I would like to add that I'm currently sitting on Frank Sinatra's chair.
Wow. Wow. You know, I'm wondering, Matt, when you make this record, well, a couple of things. I'm wondering, did you... This record has such an incredible sound to it, and a lot of it is kind of a, in many ways, kind of a vintage sound. And I'm wondering, did you have to kind of go to school to try to figure out how to make things coalesce as well as they do? I mean, it seems like the vocals are even mesh even better on this record, and it just the strings just sound so fabulous. Did you kind of send yourself back to school, or did you figure things out?
I think. The best school is just spending lots of time listening to other records. For me, the best school is listening to older records, and that's where most of the production ideas come from. We're lucky to work with a great engineer, Mike Kirkendall, who also has gone to the school of old records.
She and him are our guests today, and we're hearing some of the tunes live from the Volume 2. The cleverly titled new album, and what's next?
Let's do a song called Thieves.
It's the first song on our new record.
Version of Thieves, which begins Volume 2 of the new She and Him album. Zoe, it's the old cliche about making your first record, you have a lifetime, and your second one, you got to get them all done fast. Are you pretty prolific in writing these?
Yeah, I am. And it was actually nice. I loved making the first record, but this one was really fun because all the songs felt really relevant to me.
Mm-hmm.
When we were recording them, because I had just written most of them. I mean, there were a couple old songs, but it felt very immediate, you know. And it's nice to get to write a song and then, like, 2 weeks later, you know, or a month later, get to record it properly, so.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing to really get that all done. There's so many things I love on this album. There's one called Me and You, which mm-hmm. you know, I've heard you talk a little bit about this, that some of these songs are not necessarily about totally happy things, a breakup song here and there, and this one talks about mm-hmm. somebody being depressed, and yet there's that whole contrast of kind of maybe some more down lyrics with really bright music. Was that something conscious?
Yeah, I have like certain chord progressions and like the way that chord progressions and melodies, like certain things just like, you know, tickle my fancy, I guess. So, and then mixed with like, I think when I'm writing, if a melody and chord progression come together, something sort of dark, I'm gonna probably want to write like a little bit more cheery lyric. Or if I don't, then, you know, in the studio, we're going to want to balance it. Like, Matt's always looking out for making sure that nothing gets to be too, like, bombastic, I guess. Like, nothing's too, you know, emotional on one level, that it's always balanced.
Gotcha. So you can do that one, Me and You?
Yes. Again, remember when you told me that I was your only friend? Well, you made the best of this life where you never knew one day from the next. Dig your heels and little girl, put on to the test. You got to be kind to yourself.
Ba-da-da.
Ba-da-da. You gotta be kind to yourself.
That is Me and You, live today from, as we mentioned, the Capitol Studios in L.A. with She and Him and this great band playing live. And I guess it's almost a rehearsal for going out, right, for the tour.
It's really fun, too, to get to, you know, play with all this amazing equipment here.
Yeah. Now, there are a couple of covers on here. There were a couple of covers, two or three on Volume 1. If you didn't hold yourself back, are there so many songs you would like to, you know, be able to do from other people, or how did these two end up being the ones?
Well, we cover a lot of songs. I think if we, you know, that's how I learned how to play guitar, was learning older songs, and that's
learned how to play piano too.
So I play piano and probably singing was, nothing's really changed. I still learn a lot by learning other people's chord progressions and guitar parts. And we covered an NRBQ song and a Skeeter Davis song for this new record, and they just seem to take on a life of their own, and they sort of asked to be on the record,
and we said yes
to both of them.
Well, the Skeeter Davis song is so cool. I had no credits when I first listened to it, and I didn't recognize that song. And I said, wow, somebody wrote a great song. It sounds like it comes out of the 50s. And there you go.
And it did come out.
Exactly. So at least I have my right decade. And Riding in My Car is just such a fabulous tune. Now, who brought that one in?
Matt introduced me to NRBQ, and I just fell in love with that band. I love them, and
they're incredible.
They are.
It comes from a record they made called Peekaboo that I highly recommend to everyone in Radioland listening to my voice right now.
Volume 1 and Volume 2, definitely.
But actually, the funny thing is that I had sent Matt that Skeeter Davis song, and he really liked it, and he sent me the NRBQ song. So we had both sort of been sharing these songs with each other. And then one day I'm at a record shop and I'm looking through some old records, and there's, lo and behold, a record called She Sings, They Play, that is NRBQ and Skeeter Davis together. And she was apparently married to one of them.
That's right. Joey, I think, so, yeah.
And I sent Matt an email. I said, oh my gosh, there's a record that Skeeter Davis made with NRBQ. And he said, I know, I sent it to you a week ago on iTunes. And apparently it hadn't gone through for whatever reason, but it was just really seemed like a, you know, sort of like a sign that we had to cover these two songs.
Well, all right. This is Riding in My Car.
Start making romance. Didn't come off 'cause you found another with that one hand at the clock. What good is the other? And I can't find no true love. Oh baby, it's so hard. And I still think about you every time I'm riding in my car.
Riding in my car.
So I went to the place where everybody hangs out to see what everybody was talking about. And over in the corner all alone with you was the boy from last summer singing songs to you. But he can't sing like I can sing. Oh, it's so hard. And I still think about you every time I'm riding in my car.
Riding in my car.
When I'm home alone, I can think of other things to do. But when I'm rolling in forward motion, I think about only you. I don't know how I made it, but I sure have been blue.
And every time I think of what might have been, I jump in my car and start riding again.
I can't find no true love, oh baby, it's so hard. And I still think about you every time I'm riding in my car. Every time I'm riding in my car.
Riding in my car. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Riding in My Car, a great version of the NRBQ tune that she and him do. I'm David Dye. This World Cafe Words and Music podcast comes from WXPN and NPR Music and is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. There are many more World Cafe sessions. In fact, there's a new one every day at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. Those are in streaming audio. There's also another podcast to download every week, our World Cafe Next podcast. Check it out, worldcafe.npr.org. Thanks for downloading us here at the World Cafe.